living in the Shana Shvi'is, Shnas HaShmita, nice that we're not working our fields. Anyway, we don't have fields. We're not doing all the melachas. We anyway don't have the chatimtza to do the melachas. But the Shana is the Shana Shvi'is. The mitzvah of Shmita is negata us also. And be'etzem, doing the Shana Shvi'is, a person from time to time has to take a mishtatef in the argoshe and the avodas hayoyim of Shvi'is. I'll explain Moshel Ma'adavo Doime. You know, Lela Seder is the Indian tefillah that we yoytze in Mitzrayim. Yatzanu in Mitzrayim. Some person could say a little bit tzipu yitzias Mitzrayim. Some person could say a lot. For sure, the purpose is to remember Avarim Ha'inu v'yoytzi'einu Hashem Elokeinu. Yod Chazoko, Bizraya Nituya. No, we have Shavuos. So Yom Tov, but we know Kabbalah Satere, we're all busy, learning all the whole night. Yom Kabbalah Satere, Grace in Yonim. Rishaynes, you know, all different Kavonas and the Rishaynes, the leaves. Every mitzvah, we chapa. This is the minig, this is our Havayda. Sukkos, Simchas Teire, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah. This is the tzur of the year, Purim. Everyone gets busy. Every Yom Tov, we get busy in the Avodah Sayoyim and the Mitzvah Sayoyim of that Mitzvah. So even that Be'etzem, a person could do the Mitzvahs dry. Purim, to read the Megillah. Shoshana, to blow the Shofar. Yom Kippur, to bang al chayit. But a Yiddish person knows Yom Kippur, that happened to Malachim from Yom Kippur. But Shoshana, that happened to Malachim from Malchit. Shana Rabbe, the Pisketove. This is the way Klal Yisrael are brought up, and this is the way most people try to keep up the Yiddishkeit with all the mitzvahs that happen in that day. When we're holding in Shvi'is, we have the mitzvah Sayoyim of Shvi'is. And this is Kach Kibalti Mirabo Yisrael, that this is Be'etzem a part of the mitzvah Shvi'is, is to follow. And the mitzvah shvi'is, avada, it's not to work the fields, not to buy payers that are kodesh b'kdusha shvi'is, it's all svichim, to be marked where you go. Avada, these are the mitzvahs before you. But the Indian of a shvi'is, this, a person, as every a person understands, in Yom Kippur, he goes to chap shmuzim, how to become close to Hashem, or Rosh Hashanah, how to become close to Malchias. So the same thing, a person in shvi'is has to chap the avoid of Shvi'is. It's special to say, it's Chanukah, you know, everyone tries to look, what is the inyan to do? Every other people look on, you know, it's a hand to get door, everyone looks under the ground, you know, you go to all different machshavadik places, maybe they can find episode mitzitza, episode argosha, and the yoy. What is the mitzvah of Shvi'is? The mitzvah of Shvi'is is be'etzem bitochen. Bitochen. V'chisom rum anoicha al bashona ha-shvi'is heiloi nizra veloi ne'esreif es tvuoseinu v'civisi es birchosi v'osos alochem l'sholoi shashon. It's nice to know when we're sitting in 2008, it's very hard to understand the Nisayon of Shvi'is. What Hashem wants every Yiddish person, but I will explain. And it's a couple points. First, in the old days, every person lived mainly on what comes from his field. This was the Yerusha Sa'aret. Everyone got a piece of land. He had a little bit, one had vegetables, one had fruits, one, and they would, you know, make a little mischa to Vishim Zay. But everyone had his field. And this is the way they lived. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the person, leave it. Now you have to know, it's more from that. It's not only leave your own business, trust Hashem. If there's no income of fruit, you die. Today, you know, you fly in. You know, it's not a problem. Almost going to be no tomatoes. First, you bring from Arizona the tomatoes. It's not end. No, it's not. You go to Russia. You go to the end of the world. After the end of the world. When you could bring from the space. Places from where they could bring, yeah? And the old days, if there's no vegetables and fruits from here, there's no one to bring from. No planes. If people started to walk 5 weeks ago from a different country, it's potatoes. But if no one was walking, this is it. People had to, don't put nothing, no wheat, garnish, don't worry, I'll be alright. It was a pachat she'en kedugmoso. Tzkimat mesirus nefesh. The Gemara calls giboyre koyach oise dvorov elu shem reishvis. It was a mishumadik. And Hashem is asking from everyone to believe like that. Everyone in Klal Yisrael. Don't touch. Leave the field like this. Now, I heard from Hashem Shvis. This is garnish, he told me. What we're doing today. In that days, when you didn't work the field, it got all different, like all different bad things grew. It took sometimes 5 years to fix the land to start to grow again. Today they have a tractor, you know what it is, but it has some working here with Darach Klal, and they come and they shovel everything, they take off a certain amount of earth, and everything starts again fresh. In the old days, to turn over the ground like this, you need 50 workers. It's not shaykh to do it. A land that has not worked, for years it takes to fix the damage. And when something was Yevo with Shemitah, he said, Bedarech HaTeva sometimes took 7 years to fix the damage of Shvis. And Hashem says, don't worry, leave it. So not only leave it, this year, you know, you have what to eat and you're safe. You know, the chances, Bedarech HaTeva, that something will grow next year, it's Kimat Efes. Zero. Kimat Efes. And Hashem is expecting every yid. So Gantz Klal Yisrael, in the normal days, we'll go back 100 years ago, Be'etzen, 200 years ago, 300 years ago for sure, every year, yid, kimat, and it doesn't make a difference if you were to, I'm in Koilel anyway. So what if you're in Koilel? Or you're a yeshiva bachar, yeah? The yeshiva doesn't have a where. Well, the Suffolk War, you know, all the bachar ran away like little flies, yeah? There's no, you're staying in this country, there's no food. I don't work in the field. So you don't work in the field. There'll be no food in 2 weeks. The people that support you, there's nothing. Your father will support you. He's not working. This was the mitzvah shvitz. And I say every time, Dor HaChaim HaKodesh, V'chisayim rum anoich al bashono ha-shvitz, hen loy nizra veloy nesef estfu aseinu v'tzivisi es birchosi, frek Dor HaChaim HaKodesh. It's mashma, v'chisayim rum anoich al, if you will say what we will eat, don't worry, I will give you. Mashal that if you will not ask, you will not even get that. Mon lashon apostle. She said, "Rumanecha v'shon hashvis v'tivasi es birchos." I will give you. Don't worry. Lashon shoshoni. Mashal if you would not say that, zog d'rachaim yet spoon a more foolish. If you would not say it, takayin echanami, it will not grow. So what would be? Zog d'rachaim, then it'll be better. Will grow so little. And you will take one bite and you'll be full. If you don't have bitochen, you'll be so nervous. Shona Ashvis is coming, there's nothing left, I will die. Hashem says, are you not so trust? You don't have such bitochen? The sixth year Hashem gives such a shefa, double three, you see you have enough now for the 3 years. Zag Dor HaChaim, what is the difference? He says, the first option, the person in the sixth year worked normally, he has a little couple kilo of tomatoes, every day he takes out one, the whole family eats, and is left even for the other day. Yeah? For one tomato. You're nervous. What would be? So Hashem makes thousands, millions of tomatoes. So what do you have to do in the sixth year? A lot of workers, warehouses, boxes, companies, working like a dog for days and night, working. Meshuga. Anishkelem. Hot tomatoes. I said, Alamal the Mashal. Was two people. They went to Koilel. After a couple of years, one turns over to the other guy and tells him, "So, listen, you know, another 15 years, we have to marry off our kids. I'm not playing. You know, with $2,000 that we get here, I can marry off my kids. I'm going to invest in gold. Starts to invest in gold, and gold starts to pick up. He becomes Oisha Godel, becomes Oisha Godel, and he makes a lot of money. 10, 20, 30, 50, 100, 200, 300, 500, 1,000, millions. Baruch Hashem lives in a house, in a palace, now he has private jet, and his boat, and Masuda. Kids, his kids become in Shiduchim, his daughter comes, you know, for such a person, you know, people have demands. Kids are the Red and Shidduchim, he has to give $2 million, nothing major, you know, the Chasna Aleg will cost another $2 million. And besides, you know, he has to pass this, you know, the head of the president is coming and everyone is coming. So he invests $2 million on the chasna, $2 million for the shidduch. The kids of the night that he comes back from the chasna, he turns over to his Rebbetzin and he tells his Rebbetzin, think if I would stay in Koyla. Yeah? All my life I would never see these numbers. Ness. I told you it was the right decision. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lacht. What would be if he would stay in Koilo? His daughter would become in a shidduch. And Hashem would make that other person would want this daughter. That's plenty of planning, this Thomas Mashamayim. So Hashem would make the other person to work very hard and to have, you know, this private jet with all these mishugasin, yeah, instead of learning. And, you know, he would want your daughter. Your daughter would say, no, I don't want. And yet I would say, you know what, so I'll pay $2 million. You ask him? And she would say, yes. And it'll be the same shidduch. And you would learn for 15 years and go straight to Gan Eden. Now you work like a dog. Meshuga, meshuga, meshuga. You took all the money. You poured it into a wedding. One night, you said goodbye to your money. Zog do rachayim. V'chisoyim rum anoichal. A person says, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, vos v'zayin. I'm nervous. I can't have what to eat. I will close my hands like this and I will stay home in Shvi'is. You're nervous? I will give you a lot. Okay, now you work very hard, the whole city. All the shishis he works in the 7th year, he's busy moving the boxes from one place to the other. To be fresh, he doesn't want to get rotten. And he has all different companies and he takes it out and puts it back. And he's busy with the boxes. He works for the next 3 years. He's Shemel Shvi'is, like El Chayit. Yeah, he davens every day. Kveitim Lateira. And Chutzal, he's busy with the boxes. First, I was not nervous. Shemel Shvi'is, he's sitting and learning, becoming a Talmid Chacham. And he has the same thing. Everything happens the same. I was speaking today to a Yid from America. First he was speaking a bit about his own problems. The matzah of his heart, the matzah of his azeh, the matzah of his azeh. Then, you know, he started to take care of clients of the world, yeah? If this one is winning in this country and in that country, he's getting all nervous from this and from that, you know? So I told him I don't understand. I said, Le Marshall, France. Yeah. I'm not such a maybe. I'm saying things wrong. But the few, Muda Sagossi. I told him France, I know, was a country that Mamish hated Yidden very much. I think Alamo was Mamish against Yidden, against America. I say, Dachzach. Kushbach went, took a person, put him in the head of France, and now he likes Dafka Yidden, hates Arabs, yeah? Punky likes America. Oh, sugar, yeah? Kushbach just changed the whole country. He takes one guy, changes the whole country. You know, the Gush Katif, you know, people were sure if they would take away Gush Katif, you know, the Frum people in Israel would not have what to be anymore. It looked like the Netkut and the Oig Mogog is coming already, yeah? We're living, nothing happened, nothing changed, yeah? Klal Yisrael, the same Klal Yisrael. So I thought, it's many different things. A lot of times, I said, you know, the president in America now, when he became president 8 years ago, people were sure, you know, he's busy with Texas, with oil, he'll be the worst for Klal Yisrael. The worst people, Mamish, Kinnis, Mamish, when he became president, people were saying, Kinnis. But you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu decided he'll become the best for Klal Yisrael. So I told him, so not leave a second, the president of America and the president of France. Didn't you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could run the world, right? You trust Hashem. Yeah, for sure. He decides, but the president is not Negev to us. Hashem can make this president to like Klal Yisrael, and the other one not to like. No, it's Gomish. Hashem even doesn't have to make miracles. He doesn't have to make us to win. He just changes the head there, and he puts in the guy that runs the country, decides to do it all the way around, and everything changes. Let Melachim Yisrael be Yad Hashem. So why you don't trust the Kodesh Baruch Hu that could take care of you also? That if you want, you will have your money and you will have your parnasa. When it's neged to the ganze world, you trust him. Yeah, he knows for sure. When I spoke about the countries, yeah, for sure. The Kodesh Baruch Hu decides, yeah. This president becomes good. Everyone understands it. It's very easy. Yeah, for sure. Why? I'll tell you why. This is nothing what to do anyways. Now, you can't change a president anyway. Yeah, in the beginning you think that you could change. Then when it becomes out of your hands, it doesn't know what to do. Hashem decides. Yeah? You move it to him, it's stronger from you. And also it's for everyone to get it, not me. It's for sure it'll be okay. Because Shabbat could take care of every person. Every person I could take care. This is the mitzvah sayoy. And that's what I'm saying, bitochen is a mile. This is the mitzvah sayoyim of Shviz. Hashem gave a mitzvah sayoyim. Like everyone knows. You say, Purim, learn Purim, you know, Chatzach and learning, the Shiur. Everyone finds today new places to catch on to the Yiddishkeit. The time to be mischazik in this avodah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Chob bitochen is Shviz. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from the person to do. This is what the Sheife. This is the Bakoshe. This is the Ratzon Hashem. And this is what a person has to do. This is what a person has to follow. This is what a person has to be mischazik. I'm not saying now, Aloch Lemaise. Person could measure himself. Listen, Shnasa Shmita is a mitzvah of Maaser Kesafim. I'm not saying now yes or no. I'm not saying every bacher chas v'shalom not to be mekabel even be machshavet and as nidre mitzvah for sure. People, animals say bli neder and maybe not to mekabel chas v'shalom. Person has a little bit of money and decides to give Maaser, and he's nervous. He's nervous. I'll give Maaser, I will lose. You don't trust Hashem that He could give you more? From where? From where He'll give me more? But this was Shviz. This was what Shviz was all about. There's no way, there's no chance, there's no food, there's nowhere. Hashem expect Klal Yisrael, not one person, to live in a little bitachon, like by the way. To live a whole klal Yisrael, shaloi kederech ha-teva. Every 7 years, we need one full year with such a bitachon. It's a mitzvah esse. It's a mitzvah esse. This is what Hashem is waiting from Klal Yisrael. So how a person comes to this madrega? How a person comes to this madrega? How a person soimecha this madrega? Avada, a person that sometimes is mechuyev to make ishtadlis. I'm always mechuyev to make ishtadlis. I'm not saying a person is allowed to make ishtadlis. But a person has to learn to try to train himself. When I'm doing the right thing, I will not lose. I'll tell you, I had a ma'aser with a bacher here in yeshiva. Today he's not here. He's over the ma'aser. Maybe one or two people know him here. He rented a car. I think his parents came or something. Not for the bad boys. Yeah? And the car had an antenna, I don't know, it's like a little metal that he pulls out of the car. And I don't know, but Kitzer, he tried to bend it. It was bothering him. He bent it, so it broke. It fell off. But Maisa, I think if you tell them that you did that, because they charge you $500 to start, they could charge you. Kitzer, so he came to S. So he has a poshta eight, so he could glue it. Before he promised park a little bit before, put a little bit of glue, and put it back in, you know, they will never chap. When they were chap, you will not be around anyway. Start life not honest. The next time you'll be stealing, you'll be robbing a bank when you'll be 30 years old. What do you think? Kitzer, he went to the place. He said, you know what, you'll be honest. I said, you can lose. He said, but I will lose money. I said, if you don't have to lose, you will not lose even if they will see it. And if you have to lose, you will lose. If you will not lose, you will lose. You will not gain the $500. This is the bitochen. You broke something. You're allowed to say, please, please forgive me. Yes, that's yes. But the habit said that because you allow, you will gain, this is a steer to your bitochen. A little bit, I said, you're a normal bacher, out base. The first nisayon in life. He came to the place. He told him, you know, I broke the antenna. I said, okay, so what? He went with the Ingemar. He came back to yeshiva. He was white. You know, they find a quarter of a scratch, they charge you, yeah? I said, if you could have made the money with lying, you would not lose. But this is the small nisayon. No vas. The Yitzhak has a klech to make you to see no. When you lie, you make money. When you don't lie, you lose money. And this is the way that he makes the klech that you will have the miyoynes. And like this, you do aveiros and aveiros and aveiros and aveiros. And life looks wrong. Bitochen. I said, the aleph is a bitochen. Doesn't have to start. First, you know what? I'm working on bitochen now. I'll look where it's very dark tonight. You know, I'll walk back of BC Shai like in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock, my aunt, myself. I'm not scared from. I'm not asking you to be. You know, but be straight. Be straight. You don't lose from being straight. You never lose. I'll be talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's running the world. If you do a mitzvah, you will have what to eat. Exactly the same. Exactly the same. They say that most of the Shemir Shvis, no, not so much, Kenirbu, so they didn't work the fields. And now Lemaisa in this country, because the weather this year is very, not Lemaisadik, yeah? So most of the people that put in that area, I'm saying, if Zriya v'Charisha, most of the people lost all the money, what they did this year. Because it was dry, and then it became very cold. And then, you know, the vegetables can't, you know, they don't know that tonight it'll be cold. It doesn't work like that, yeah? And most of these people, if they would work, they would lose. Now they're gaining. Keren HaShviz is even giving them money for not working, yeah? The other ones are trying to get some money from the government just to cover their expenses because they invested so much money. I don't know, I didn't learn it yet. Know, to make a whole story out of it to see how much the Keren Shviz. I'm sure, you know, eventually they will have stories, Mistamet. But I'm saying, we don't have a suffix, you know. I didn't have a suffix. I'm not saying, so every person will say, so I don't understand. I know sometimes I went to the car rental and I said that I broke something and they made me to pay. I hear now a story that every guy that goes and says that he does, and he broke, he'll be puzzled. Only if he goes before I ask the Shaila how it goes. I said again, this is already the Kerech of the Yitzhahore. He makes it dark that you will not think. You don't lose from doing the right thing. You never lose from doing the right thing. No, a person has to be mischazik. If they will charge him, so the pshat in that charging will be that anyway he's going to lose that money. And the money that he could have gained, he will lose somewhere else. Not even a shayla, not even a suffix. This is our avodah and shvus. I'm saying, if this is the mitzvah sayoyim, and now it's mamash, like the smack, the middle, when Klal Yisrael were keeping Shvis, the middle of the winter, that nothing is growing, the fields are empty, and people are sitting in their houses, don't know Ma'an Yavi Ezri. So we are not doing the practical thing, but we consider it ourselves and take a chizuk of Shvis. I'll tell you, I saw today, Mamish, there's a friend of mine that has a very big tzedakah organization. I think a lot of money, and he does a lot of good things. There's a couple of things there that I hold that have to be changed. And I'm trying to change it, and we go into fights every time. You know, and I promise him to help him. And the matter is, I don't help because I want some different things to be changed. Yeah, it comes. Because once a month at least, the base is shy. The guy, yeah. The kids are amaisa. Every time that he organized the moshe, a month ago he found someone with a Rosh Hashiva and Chule to go to collect a huge amount of money in Chutz La'aretz. I don't want the money to come till, you know, I'll know what is happening exactly. It's a very good choshev organization. It means that was, you know, a sifter, a little bit, just to... Funk, that guy comes to ask me if it's good I to go to collect for this thing. I tell him only if the money will go through Nissan Capital. Okay, that thing is canceled. I'm sitting today's second Seder. Comes over to me a Yid. Tells me, you know, it's an organization. He heard Epis. And he wants Taka to organize for them $200,000 a year. The guy came to his house and he could speak to his father. And his father is there. I think it's a good organization. That's, what is the name? I told him you could say yes, but now Nissan Capital will be in charge of the money. And I realized, you know, the first year I would fight. I would try to fight to go in there because the mice is a very big gutazach. Something there, I hope, has to be a little bit changed. Then I said, you know what? I don't have time to fight. I made my mechoy. From now Hashem will take care of his money. Yeah? And from then, every money that has to come there, I don't know why. Every time when someone is about to give their money, he boom comes to ask me. And I'm saying, this person that asked me today, his father is Kedele Olam, never asked me in his life what to do with his money. Not the pshat. He asks you every time. He never asked me. I don't mix in his life. He doesn't mix in my life. No, I would be happy if he would ask me, but he doesn't. Yeah. He comes today, he asks me if it's a shayla. So I realized HaKadosh Baruch Hu could take care of himself. He doesn't need your help. He doesn't need your help. Don't worry. Think, oh, he's a tzedakah dear. He's sitting and learning. Stop to run the tzedakah organization. You know something has to be fixed? Don't worry. Every time it will be by you. You know the information you made in your start list? So, Hashem doesn't need help. So, tell this person to do this and this. Every time in life it's like that. And if a person is mashish, this hanogim, mashish this hanogim. I said, I was working on myself today. It happened. I said it every time, but it's partial. I took a taxi from Yeshiva today. So there's two ways to go, right and left. And then, you know, every cross. There's other right, other left. Yeah. So, all the taxi takes a right. I'm all the taxi takes a left till he gets to the place. We came to one place. I thought the left was better. And the guy took a right. He took a right and, you know, was big truck standing there. We had to wait for 5 minutes. Yeah? And, you know, the first second I got like angry, not on him, like angry on the matzah. Yeah? And I said to myself, no, Hashem made him to make it right. Nice days, you need to be late, not 5 minutes. Be happy. Be happy. Be happy. I spoke to myself, be happy. Be happy. And then, you know, after 5 minutes, the truck moved. Till now, I don't know what is the end of the story. Now, this I want to explain to you. This is the mistake. People think, oh, if every time is the end of the story, this is the way to work. Believe me, there's thousands of times that I don't have stories. No, I'm serious. But a person lives with himself. A person knows, he said that the Nochol, that because he went into the fire, because he saw that Avraham Avinu was saved from the fire, so he died. It's famous about the Tzibin Arov, the doctors told him that he's not allowed to eat chunt. It's dangerous for his stomach. Kids in the Shabbos, he came, he ate mamish, he told Shabbos day, mamish fasted. Like, you know, mit alles, kishke, every single mamish, a good portion of chunt. Kids told him, tate, it's sakonis in the poshas. Shabbos, the Maghrediskin, not Maghrediskin, it's the mice Maghrediskin. So Shabbos, a market, the chunt can't do nothing bad. and he ate a real full tuple of chant. And the week after it, the kids put again, filled up his plate. Said, but the doctor says it's dangerous, and he took a little spoon. So they asked, he said, last week I really ate, I trust Shabbos. This week if I will eat, it's because last Shabbos nothing happened to me. It's not bitochen, I can't eat. That's what I'm saying. Don't start to say, oh, you know what, we will follow bitochen. We'll see stories. Well, then, it takes time. But again, but don't say, you know what, so it'll take time. It doesn't work like that. The avodah of Shvi'is was, and I'm sure that in that days, Hashem gave some people nisyonos, the same people that today have tzoros sometimes, Hashem gave nisyonos, that people didn't work the field, and they didn't have what to eat. And this was the nisyon. But they will not have what to eat anyways. The chokhmah is to work and be talking. And you're young. And your tzores are not big. Everything is small. You don't know what is tzores. You don't know what is tildes. I have a musa. You think tildes. I have 20 things a mamish can't learn on my head. Yeah, you get married, you have 10 kids, or 16 kids, or 20 kids, yeah? That's Hashem. Every one of them has all of your tildes, yeah? How much you have with your parents? You know, everyone knows this package, yeah? It's six things like this. Then you have to bring the money to the family. You have to mefarnes the family. Then, you know, today you're a bacher, you need to cover it a little bit, how much cover do you need? So the guys will be, yeah? But you don't need that when you make a simcha, all the families in the neighborhood will come, right? It's not on your head that, well, who will come to the bar mitzvah of my son? When you're on bar mitzvah, your parents were sure that someone will come. You get married, if you don't work in it, you don't have a life. I'm doing a bar mitzvah, who will come? I'm doing a kiddush, who will come to the kiddush? To my chasna, who will come to my wedding? I need to buy some, I need to send my kids to camp. I don't send them, they start to make balagan. You know what you did to your parents when they didn't send you. But we don't have a word to pay it. All the year you don't have a word to live. A person that doesn't start to be like this, he doesn't have a life. Forget about becoming a Talmid Chacham. Forget it. Now that you're young, train yourself. Mechanech yourself. Be'ez Hashem, you'll have siyata b'shmach.